Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show at 7:02 here on this Monday morning. Broncos win. Yes, we beat the San Francisco 49ers 11-10.
That looks strong. We look strong. Yeah. We look fierce.
Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going to stay positive about this. Yeah. We bitched last week, but this week, we're going to stay positive. We're 2-1.
Hey, it doesn't matter as long as we won.
Win's a win, Jamie White.
But I did feel bad for Tom Brady.
Why?
Oh, man. Because he played Aaron Rodgers and he lost.
Yeah, he lost. Yeah. And the kids were there.
By this much.
But Giselle wasn't.
Yeah, I saw that.
The kids showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't there.
We don't know where she's at.
No.
She sent the kids down there by themselves.
I think she's with Adam Levine.
Who knows? Who knows? All right. We do have somewhat of a controversy around here at the radio station, though, with Maroon 5. There's a, I guess, a series of concerts in Vegas with Maroon 5 and Adam Levine. As you know, Adam Levine's got a lot of side action going on these days. A lot of women coming forward saying that he's texting about their booty and different things, you know. And so the controversy is this. We're supposed to start giving away trips to Vegas to see Maroon 5 starting tomorrow. But we were informed by our bosses on Friday that we may not be doing it because you, the audience, would feel like that we're, I don't know, insensitive somehow in giving it away?
And I told him, I go, I don't care what he does on his own time. Like, he's a great artist. It's a trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I still love his music. They all cheat. He's not special.
No. How many acts played Vegas over the past year that have cheaters in the act? All of them. Okay.
All of them. Right.
All of them. All right. So at Textnado at 51059, are you offended in any way if we give away trips to Vegas starting tomorrow to see Maroon 5? It's that simple. Or if you are offended and the votes go that way, then we just won't give away the trips this week.
I say let's do, okay. We'll take the vote.
Okay, let's take the vote. So let's find out what the audience has to say.
I'll be open-minded. It's not just my opinion that matters.
Because
right?
I will say this. I will say this. All right. Last Thursday or Friday, I forgot what day it was, but we played a Maroon 5 song. I think we played Sugar. Or one of those songs. All right. We played a Maroon 5 song. And about five texts in a row came in saying, why would you play this? Why would you play this? Adam Levine, he's such a cheater. Why, you should not play Maroon 5. And we're like, whoa, whoa, where'd that come from? You know?
Yeah.
People got irate over it.
They sure did.
And so when our boss saw that, because he sees the texts, he thought to himself, okay, maybe we should just back off Maroon 5. Not play any more Maroon 5 music. Not give away trips to Vegas. We're like, no, you can't do that.
Well, no, and I don't know why everybody's reacting so much to Adam because, I mean, everybody still watches Tiger.
Yeah, that is true, and that was a big scandal.
Yeah, I mean, they still buy his wardrobe.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Absolutely. All right, 51059. What do you think? Maroon 5, Vegas trip? Start giving it away tomorrow or put the kibosh on it.
Yeah.
Somebody, up to you.
Somebody says, who gives a, and then they actually wrote out that word. That bad word.
I mean, and the way Jamie and I look at it, you go off to Vegas. If you don't want to see Adam Levine, you don't go to the show.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to go to the show.
Just go to Vegas.
Party your butt off in Vegas.
My friend is, Taya, my friend is in Vegas right now. I'm so jealous. Oh. She's there over the weekend. I'm like, I haven't been there so long.
Me I love either. Vegas.
I do too.
Well,
it's
I don't think. Now, have you been since the pandemic?
Yeah, because I had to wear a mask.
Because I haven't.
Yeah. Remember they yelled at me at the pool. at the pool. Yeah. A swimming pool about wearing a mask.
I know. They were hell-bent on it for a while. And it ruined them. Yeah. I mean, it was bad for Vegas. They lost a lot of money over that pandemic.
Yeah. I think the last time I went was not this Labor Day weekend, but last year's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I went there.
All right. So how's the votes?
A bunch of red
shoes. How's the votes going
here? Let's see here. People are babies.
There's a few on here saying don't give away the trips.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't offended, though. They just want to go to Vegas, so.
Let's see here. Adam's hot. I don't care what he does. don't promote Adam Levine. Don't give him any more money. He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
So that's one against it, too. So.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking.
I don't know. I'm torn.
I know. It is kind of 50-50.
I thought it would be 100%. Go ahead and give away the trip. Who cares what Adam Levine does?
Yeah, I don't. It's a trip.
But you're right. It's like 50-50 on here. What do?
We give away the stupid trip. All rock stars cheat. I mean, name me one rock star that doesn't cheat. Speaking of which.
I can't.
I have a little, I don't know. I'm probably going to be an ass, but I don't care. I feel like Elton John knew that he was getting an award from Biden.
Elton John played the South Lawn of the White House on Friday.
Yeah.
The big story from the weekend is not necessarily the concert itself, but that he was surprised with a medal of, what was it called? The medal of, being a good dude or something?
Yeah, medal of fake hair or something. Yeah,
medal of nice glasses or something.
Here it is. Elton John performed Friday night at the White House. Elton appeared as a guest of President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden for a performance meant to help everyday history makers. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Biden came up and gave him, let's see here, the National Humanities Medal.
Oh.
Yeah.
We all want that one.
Yeah. So he gave him that. And Elton was shocked.
He was shocked. He knew.
I feel like he knew.
Everything they do at the White House when it comes to a ceremony like that is so rehearsed.
Well, not like that. That's why he played it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You didn't just come to the White House to perform for us.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what was going on.
Are we really going to act like he didn't? Oh, one time I had a surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
And it was for me. And I was so sick. And I told Alina, I'm like, I'm not going to that club tonight. I'm just not going. And she goes, bloody hell, we're having a surprise birthday party for you. And I said, no way. And she's like, yeah, don't tell. So I had to walk into the Key Club and go, oh my God.
You had to act like you were surprised. That's the worst.
Did you pull it off?
I did.
Because that's really not like you.
I know, but I pretended. Yeah, I pretended because they were all waiting there. I was like, oh my God.
All right, screw it. We're going to give away Maroon 5 starting tomorrow.
Yeah,
all right,
good job. I'm
looking at all these texts here. Yeah. Most of the texts, I'd say 65, 70% say go ahead and give it away. So we'll give it away starting tomorrow morning around this time. Your trip to go to Vegas or your chance to go to Vegas to see Maroon 5 in concert and Adam Levine is a cheater. All right?
Yeah.
And we don't care.
Who cares?
There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm so sore today.
Why are you sore?
Played golf yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You did. I forgot about that.
I haven't played, but maybe once or twice all summer long. And I played yesterday. I'm out of shape. I'm really out of shape. I am so sore today.
Where'd you get your new shirt? I haven't seen that shirt.
It was one of those shirts that, remember, people sent in
to
increase my wardrobe?
Yeah, who's Tacoby?
I don't know, but I'm getting to the bottom of the pile.
It says, I like Tacoby. I don't know what Tacoby is.
I don't know
T-E-C-O-B-I.
Either. I don't know, but thank you for the shirt.
It's a software company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. All right. I brought up the golf simply because there's a big golf tournament coming up next week, and it's going to be at Fossil Trace, which, by the way, is a great golf course up in Golden, and it's to benefit Children's Hospital. And they've got a final foursome up for auction right now, okay? And you could win it for you and your friends.
Yeah, it's for you and three people. It's a foursome, like he just said, and it's a big deal. You know, obviously, Children's Hospital does a big to-do about everything, right? And so this goes to a great cause. You get breakfast, lunch, drink tickets, prizes, mulligans. Let's see here. I'm sure they have hole-in-one prizes. They always do.
Yeah.
And so here's what we're doing is if you text, is it Alice? Wait, what?
It says Alice 1059. Is that right? Or you do actually the number. It's just 1059. I don't know which way it goes.
Do you write out the word zero?
Yeah, because I don't want people to accidentally text Alice 1-0, like the letter O. So I think that we need to say zero.
I don't think they would.
I don't know, man. People are not always as
bright.
You came up with this?
No, that I just copy and pasted the what they sent me.
Oh, okay. Well, you made it sound like that you came up with it because you're concerned.
Well,
and
I
thought,
a good idea.
I've never had you concerned about anything. Okay? So that really threw me off there.
So you have to write out the word zero?
Oh, no, it's just zero.
Well,
I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were asking me.
Do you understand what we're saying here? On our sheet, it says you text the words Alice10, Z-E-R-O, 59.
And then you just said, yeah, we want you to do that so that way people don't put an O.
Well, I thought you were talking about like numerically or the letter, not them actually spelling it out. I misunderstood what you were asking me. I'm sorry.
You know, we really should start having those morning show meetings.
We should have a meeting.
We should.
Yeah, because now I'm so what? Yeah. All right, so here's let's start all over. Oh my God, you guys, you can't believe this, but Children's Hospital is doing this amazing golf tournament. And you can be part of it because right now we are auctioning off a foursome. By the way, it's valued at $2,500 for a foursome, but we're going to start the minimum bid at $500. All you have to do is text Alice1059 to 76278. Are you guys got it? So 76278, Alice1059.
Oh, okay.
72, what's the number?
76.
Oh, 76.
278.
Man, I have no recall.
It's called Marriott's Annual Children's Miracle Network Golf Tournament to benefit Children's Hospital of Colorado, obviously. And, there's a foursome out there. It's the final foursome, by the way. And Fossil Trace is an unbelievable place to play golf, so it's really worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I've never played there.
It's great.
All right, so Alice, really cool. 1059, but not the zero, but just the zero.
All right, there's a big asteroid out there, big asteroid, and NASA will intentionally crash a spacecraft into it today. It's going to happen in just, I don't know, like 3 hours from right now.
What time, actually?
5:14 this afternoon.
All right, so it's going to happen later on this afternoon, and the asteroid is headed in the one direction, okay? And so NASA's going to try to redirect this thing with a different trajectory so that they can figure out if they can maybe save the planet somewhere down the road. So they've got a spacecraft out there that's going to ram into it at 15,000 miles per hour today.
Yeah, it's funny how some of the headlines are. Some of them are like, they're going to save the planet. Others are saying it's just a test. So I don't know what to believe because the internet's all over the place.
Here's the story.
What would we do if an asteroid came hurtling down towards Earth?
The dinosaurs didn't have a space program to help them know what was coming, but we do. And so DART represents an important progress in understanding how to avoid potential hazards in the future and how to protect our planet.
DART stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, and it represents the first ever planetary defense test.
You know what gets me, though, is this thing is 6.8 million miles out there, this asteroid, okay? We're going to ram this thing with something the size of a refrigerator today, later on this afternoon, at 15,000 miles per hour. This morning at Bowles and Kipling, the traffic light won't even work. How the hell do we pull this off when I can't even get to work on time because of a traffic light?
Well, yeah, that, and I like how people compare the space program to like those cameras where you can't tell who somebody is because they're all blurry.
Yeah,
we're
like,
we can, the traffic cams.
We can send all this stuff out in space and stuff, but yet we can't do these cameras where we can actually identify a bad guy.
Yeah.
Just a test. No asteroid is coming towards Earth, but 7 million miles away, a NASA autonomous spacecraft will try to move an asteroid named Dimorphos off orbit.
Our DART spacecraft is going to impact Dimorphos at a speed of 14,000 miles per hour, changing its speed by perhaps a percent or so, and changing the period of that orbit.
So if there's an Armageddon scenario in the future, this test could prepare us.
These are real hazards. Unlike a lot of natural hazards like this, we can actually do something about this if we plan ahead.
Yeah, we can do something about this if we plan ahead. We're going to make sure that we take care of this because we're going to grab this asteroid, right?
Yes!
Pretty remarkable if you think about it, though.
Yeah.
This rocket, I think, went up there like 6 months ago, and it's been traveling toward this asteroid all this time, and this thing's going to make a direct hit later on this afternoon.
You know, I'm on this, I think it's called Backwoods People.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, sorry, it is kind of called like that. It's like this Backwoods group or whatever, and they're all on there complaining about Elon Musk's satellite links, because they pay for it. So you pay $500, yeah. They send you the equipment, and then you set it up at your house, and it's like $300 a month, I think.
Wow.
But they said it's so on and off.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's not very reliable.
Well, you would think he would get that right.
Yeah, and we're in the backwoods, and we need that stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, the asteroid later on this afternoon. We'll see how it goes with NASA coming up next. We'll get to tabloid trash right here. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Will you go live to Jim Hooley?
Yeah, what's Hooley up to?
Oh, it's the deep.
It's taken a lot longer than people have expected. People today having to get on a bus in order to get around this big derailment spot that's still out here over on the east side.
That was from last week.
And it is really a pain in the you-know-what for a lot of people that have to do double duty on the bus and then get on the train and then get to wherever they want to go.
So that's an Aurora. Yeah, my girlfriend, she was just trying to get on the train, and she's like, it's not even working.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, what is going on with this thing?
Yeah, that thing's been shut down since, what, Wednesday, I think?
Yeah,
maybe it was Tuesday when it derailed.
Derailed, and so everybody has to use the buses and all that crap. Oh, my God. All right, anyway, but we have happier news for you, and that is that Rihanna is going to be playing the Super Bowl.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Rihanna!
Yeah, umbrella. Maybe they'll have a bunch of dancers with umbrellas.
Yeah.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here.
Hey, speaking of the Super Bowl and football, a big shout out this morning to Al Roker in town. I think he's listening to us as we speak.
That's right. He's going to do the big horse interview.
Yeah. Hi, Al. Now, I saw him on just a few minutes ago, and he was with cheerleaders and Miles. He wasn't with Thunder.
Oh, but
what's going on here?
Because the promo said he's going to do a big inside scoop on Thunder, the horse, the actual horse, not the guy with the head.
And we ran the promo last week, remember? We played you part of the audio.
I just watched him ask the horse, hey, why the long face?
Yeah. And the horse said...
That's my only go-to horse joke. I don't have any others. It's just so sad.
I got one, but it's really dirty.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Can't go there.
Okay. Now I want to know.
Yeah, I know.
Luke, I am your father. I did not know that James Earl Jones is 92 years old.
Woo!
Isn't that crazy? I guess he is retiring as Darth Vader. That's just sad.
Giving up the reins.
Yeah, he gave over all his rights to Darth Vader, and they're looking for a new voice, and this one will be gone.
I'll never join you if you only knew the power of the dark side. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Yes, I am your father.
Same guy that does This is CNN.
Yep. Yeah. I haven't heard that one in a long time either.
Yeah, me either.
92 years old, and so he will no longer be Darth Vader. It's kind of sad. Let's see here. What was the other thing I wanted to tell you? Oh, everybody's talking about this Jeffrey Dahmer documentary on Netflix. Even my kid told me about it. I was like, you should not be watching that. It'll get in your head. And he's like, he said it's gruesome. Just gruesome.
Yeah, there's several Jeffrey Dahmers out there. This is the newest with Netflix. I've seen a lot of them, and it's fairly disturbing.
Yeah. He said they do it kind of like a movie on this one or whatever.
Yeah, it's a season. Yeah.
And he said it's so good, but I don't really want him watching that stuff.
One of my friends was watching it, and he said he got halfway through the third episode and had to just quit watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid said there's all kinds of, like, anatomy parts and all this stuff. I'm like, why would you watch that?
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. And what the one scene everybody's talking about, and I'm not like giving anything away, I don't think, is how the police put one of the victims that got out from under him, put him back into the apartment.
Oh.
And he died. But it was a mistake, and so that's what everybody's talking about. They can't get that out of their head. But it's on Netflix. It's the Jeffrey Dahmer whole thing. And then the other one I want to recommend, which I watched over the weekend that's so good, is called The Real Bling Ring, and it's on Netflix. And I think there's 5 episodes. They're real fast. They're like 45 minutes, but it's good, and it'll keep you... It made me so mad.
Why is that?
Because I became you.
What do you mean?
I sat on my ass for 5 hours.
Oh, man, it feels good, doesn't it?
No, it yeah. did not.
Oh, it feels great. No. I love it.
Midnight to 5 a.m.
In wow. fact, I would say you're a couple of hours short. You should have sat there for 7 or 8 hours. That's what I do.
I mean, like, I was at 4:30 a.m., and I'm like, what are you doing to yourself? And I'm like, I only have 25 more minutes. I can make it. Yeah, I binged the whole series. It's, again, The Real Bling Ring. Let's see here. Gwyneth Paltrow compares her daughter, Apple, going to college like giving birth. She said, I know it sounds nuts, but it feels almost as profound as giving birth. I do not want my son to go to college.
Why?
Because I love him.
Yeah, well... Kid's got to, you know, he's got to spread his wings.
No, they don't have to spread anything.
Got
to
get out there, man.
They don't have to spread wings.
Yeah,
no,
you do. You
no,
got to go, no, go, no, go, no, go, 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 no. go. You think he wants to stay home with you?
Yes.
No, there's no way.
Yes, he does.
He's looking so forward to getting the hell out of there.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
It's just been he and I, man. We're a team. In fact, this is so funny. Saturday morning, we went to IHOP to have breakfast. So we're at IHOP, right? And he looks over at me and he goes... I feel like an old man here. I go, why? He goes, I don't know. This place just gives me old man vibes.
It's very vintage in there. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? This is creepy. Larsa Pippen, she is such a whore. She has an OnlyFans site, and she shows her feet a lot and stuff. She was married to Scottie Pippen, and she's just nasty, and she's on Real Housewives of Miami. Blech. Well, she's dating Michael Jordan's son. That just feels weird to me. So Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen played in the NBA, right? And she was married to Scottie Pippen while he was playing in the NBA. Well, now she's hooking up with Michael Jordan's son. Just
really?
Feels weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
Well, I know
at all.
A couple of weeks ago they were spotted at a restaurant, but then they came out and said that they weren't dating.
No, they are.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. And I guess Scottie is so mad because... He is mad at Michael Jordan, first of all. I guess he wrote about Michael Jordan. They glorified Michael Jordan while not giving nearly enough praise to me about the Last Dance documentary. Not enough praise to me and my proud teammates. Michael deserved a large portion of the blame. The producers had granted him editorial control of the final product. The documentary couldn't have been released otherwise. He was the leading man and the director. But I'm like, but Scotty, it was about Michael Jordan. It was called The Last Dance. Yeah.
It's about Michael Jordan. Yeah, I mean, what do you expect?
I don't know.
You're not getting your props?
Well, I think he was just like, he was mad. Like I explained how it would be about Russell Wilson if I was playing on the same team. You know, Scotty got overlooked a lot. And Michael got all the praise and all the money. And Scotty didn't get paid hardly anything.
Well, Scotty made... decent money. I mean, he
really.
Made a few million.
He was underpaid for a long time.
Oh, my God,
pretty
so
much
long.
But Scottie Pippen would have never been Scottie Pippen without Michael Jordan.
No, but he would have. He's still a great player. He's unbelievable. But he was just overlooked. They gave all the money that they had to Michael.
Yeah, I just think Michael made everybody on that team much, much better than they would have been.
He was a ball hog. He never
he
passed.
He was the best that ever played the game. What are you talking about?
I don't know if he was
He's
or not.
The best to ever play the game.
I don't believe that at all.
Who do you think's the best?
The guy in L.A. What's
LeBron?
His name?
LeBron.
LeBron. I think. Yep.
All right.
That's my pick. Although he's a little hairy.
Go with it.
He's just a little hairy. Did you see LeBron's house in L.A.?
No.
Oh, my God. Why do these people make so much money? All they do is dribble a basketball. Think about that. They go da-dunk, 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 da-dunk.
But they do shoot it.
And then they shoot. Yeah. And that's all they do, and they make...
The shooting part's important.
But, I mean, think about how simplistic their job is.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
The dunk.
What's he make, like $100 million a year or something like that? I mean, it's pretty high.
Meanwhile, we have these rescue people that go up on Long's Peak, you know, for 2 days looking for a body, and they're volunteers. Like, we got to get our priorities right.
And these NBA players, they actually make more money with their endorsements.
Yeah.
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 Than they make with the NBA.
That's just crazy. Anyway, Larsa's a whore. John Cena breaks Make-A-Wish the record. He's granted 650 wishes. That's a lot of wishes.
Yes, it is.
John Cena seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Even though he wears jean shorts.
He rocks them, though. He rocks the jorts. He does.
He does seem like a great guy, though. All right, there you go, tabloid trash.
All right, coming up next, there's a guy that you're not going to believe how much he hates his dead wife.
His dead wife?
His dead wife and what he does every single day because he hates her so much. This is unbelievable. It's next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!